Almost accidental. There is no question of religious people fancying that all exists for man and scientific people discovering that it does not. Whether the ultimate and inexplicable being, that which simply is, turns out to be God or the whole show, of course it does not exist for us. On either view, we are faced with something which existed before the human race appeared and will exist after the earth has become uninhabitable, which is utterly independent of us, though we are totally dependent on it, and which, through vast ranges of its being, has no relevance to our own hopes and fears. For no man was, I suppose, ever so mad as to think that man, or all creation, filled the divine mind. If we are a small thing to space and time are a much smaller thing to God. It is a profound mistake to imagine that Christianity ever intended to dissipate the bewilderment and even the terror, the sense of our own nothingness, which come upon us when we think about the nature of things. It comes to intensify them. Without such sensations, there is no religion. Many a man brought up in the glib profession of some shallow form of Christianity, who comes through reading astronomy to realize for the first time how majestically indifferent most reality is to man, and who perhaps abandons his religion on that account, may at that moment be having his first genuinely religious experience. Christianity does not involve the belief that all things were made for man. It does involve the belief that God loves man, and for his sake became man and died. I have not yet succeeded in seeing how what we know, and have known since the days of Ptolemy, about the size of the universe affects the credibility of this doctrine one way or the other. The skeptic asks how we can believe that God so came down to this one tiny planet. The question would be embarrassing if we knew, one, that there are rational creatures on any of the other bodies that float in space, two, that they have, like us, fallen and need redemption, three, that their redemption must be in the same mode as ours, four, that redemption in this mode has been withheld from them. But we know none of them. The universe may be full of happy lives that never needed redemption. It may be full of lives that have been redeemed in modes suitable to their condition, of which we can form no conception. It may be full of lives that have been redeemed in the very same mode as our own. It may be full of things quite other than life, in which God is interested, though we are not. If it is maintained that anything so small as the earth must, in any event, be too unimportant to merit the love of the Creator, we reply that no Christian ever supposed we did merit it. Christ did not die for men because they were intrinsically worth dying for, but because he is intrinsically love, and therefore loves infinitely. And what, after all, does the size of a world or a creature tell us about?